The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on.
Joe on the radio, the flagship station for all of Salem media, AM 970 The Answer, around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, around the world. You know, I'm honored to be with Salem media. I really am, because I'm new to radio, as it were, you know, even though we're going into our eighth year on the radio show. But I get to meet great people like Larry Elder, like Mike Gallagher, certain Mr. Prager, certainly, you know. And then when I met Seb Gorka, this is a great guy. He's a tough guy. He's a true tough guy. And he really tells it as it is from his heart. And you have to love that organic, powerful feel of Dr. Sebastian Gorka. It's a great delivery. We're very, very fortunate to have him on, certainly Salem Media. And I'm proud to call him my friend. Hey, Seb, welcome back to the show, Doctor. Always an honor to have you with us, sir.
Okay, after that intro, where do I mail it, sir?
You know what? I love you. Listen, can we just stop with politics for 2 seconds, Dr. Gorka?
So, we have to just, go on.
You and me, we got you. What makes me laugh and makes me smile? I see Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager going to Israel, and which is going to be a great trip. You know, because it should be settled down. Hopefully it's settled down by then. I think it will be. But you and I, we're going to go on a Perla tour. I'm dragging you with me, man. We're going to have you and your lady. We'll go to Italy, Rome. Come on, Dr. Gorka. How cool would that
be? Stop talking about it. I want to do it.
I know. I keep waiting to have a meeting with Steve Perillo, who listens. I said, "See, come on, let's make it happen." And it gets postponed. We're going to do it. Oh, Dr. Gorka and Piscopo in Rome. It could be dangerous, Seb.
But
I don't know.
Thinking vaccine passports, all right?
Yeah, okay. You're right. Seb, all good in your life, sir? I know you're busy as ever, on fire as ever. More and more people are listening. I watch you on Instagram, on your post, Dr. Gorka.
Just that. I got a new TV show, Joe. Come on. You got to talk about a TV show. Every Sunday night, Newsmax. It's called the Gorka Reality Check. We're a month in, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air at 10 p.m. You can get it for free. If you've got a commie cable provider, you can download the app on your phone, on your tablet. You can watch it for free. Download the Newsmax app. This week, we did an amazing special on the border last week. I bought a camera, went down to the border with Sheriff Lamb, found incredible stuff. All the segments are posted on my social media platforms. This Sunday, we are doing a special on the reality that is the deep state. We're going to have Congressman Devin Nunes, America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. You can't miss it, guys. 7 p.m. Eastern, Newsmax, Sunday night. It's called the Gorka Reality Check. Be there.
It's that beautiful, boy. Look at that. That is perfectly put. I see you in a tuxedo. I think that was my idea, Seb. Can you give me a little credit for that, Doctor?
You're rubbing off on me.
I see. This guy, it's a great look, I got to tell you. And the show is great. And a shout out, you know, Newsmax is doing so great, and it's great that you're on there. You know, but now you're working. Now you're doing, you sound like me. You're doing like 6-7 days a week. But don't you feel a responsibility, before we get to the politics of the day, sir, and I know we have a limited time with you, Doc, because you got to get your show going. But don't you feel a responsibility to come before the microphone every day? I don't know that people understand that I feel like a responsibility.
Let me tell you a story. I'll tell you why I do it. Okay, first things first, what you said is absolutely right. Working with the Salem guys is a dream because they are the rare combination. They're great businessmen. They know how to run a business, make money. That's the American thing. But they're also mission-oriented. They're conservatives, they're Christians, and they combine the two beautifully. So Salem, working for these guys, has been a dream. But you know why I go in every day and why I sit in front of the mic? I'll tell you a story.
Yes,
I went on holiday 2 years ago and got got to where I was staying, woke up at 3 a.m. with the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. I thought somebody poisoned me. It was so bad. Go to the local ER. They do the scans, and I've got a 9-millimeter kidney stone. Okay, my dad had kidney stones. You know, clearly I've inherited it. And I'm in hospital for 3 days until eventually they destroy them and I take them out. Second day in, the nurse who's been looking after me for 2 days without saying a word, a consummate professional, lovely lady. In the middle of the day, she brings in my lunch or cup of juice or whatever.
Yeah.
And without any trigger, she says, "Dr. Gorka, please keep doing what you do because you are a voice for millions who have no voice. And what I do every single day, and I know it's the same for you, Joe, I'm doing this for you, Nurse Kathleen, and the millions of you out there."
Yeah. God bless you. It's so humbling when folks come over to you and say that. And you do it in such a great way, Seb. I you and I always chat. I always go under the radar a little bit to try to soften it up. Boy, you go right after it. I'm dying to hear your take, by the way, on what's happening with Israel. We had KT McFarland on earlier. Dr. Gorka, you know geopolitics. And what's going on? Where does it end with Hamas lobbying rockets into Israel? No, the press isn't even covering it. CNN, for 3 hours, they covered Liz Cheney. Not once did they mention Hamas and Israel. Help me out here, doctor, please.
Look, don't take my word for it. Go to our Rumble account. We've been banned on YouTube because YouTube are a bunch of fascists. Go to our video account. It's free, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Because yesterday we opened the show, it's an 11-minute segment with Donald Trump's ambassador to Israel, an amazing man I consider to be a friend of mine, David Friedman, who called us from Jerusalem. And he just, I said, tell us what is happening.
Yeah.
And the first thing he told us, I spent the night waking up at 3 a.m., woke up my 3-year-old grandson, and we spent the night with my grandchildren in an air raid shelter in the basement of the building. That's the reality. And I tweeted out afterwards, I said, I stand with Israel, and the terrorists need to have hellfire rain down upon them. People want to get you tied up into, let's talk about Sheikh Jarrah and East Jerusalem and the minutiae of the recent conflict. No, garbage. This is about Israel defending itself from those who wish to destroy it. And I'll quote somebody else who's much smarter on this issue, who said, look, all you need to do is the following. If the Palestinians, West Bank, Gaza, Hamas, laid down their arms, there would be peace. If the Israelis laid down their arms, there would be a second Holocaust. That's all you need to know.
Exactly. Dr. Seb Gorka on the radio, by the way, 3 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. You got to check out the Newsmax show on the weekend. And Dr. Gorka, I know I got to let you go, sir, but all in all, with the gas crisis, all in all, what's happening with the Middle East totally deconstructing after the Abraham Accords, after the success of the Jerusalem being the capital, and also watching what's happening with Joe Biden, not even absorbing the fact that there are gas lines, Dr. Gorka, gas lines. It's Jimmy Carter all over again, and the White House won't acknowledge it, and the media doesn't cover it. And by the way, the humanitarian crisis, when you went down to the border and that you covered on Newsmax, the press won't cover it. It's like an uphill battle. But give us, and I always say, give us some hope. And you told us once before, don't be mealy about it. Don't back down. Just keep on fighting. And that's what we're trying to do. But I'm looking for hopefully turning things around maybe in 18 months, Dr. Gorka, and not to mention the next maybe 3.5 years, we can make a difference and change the House and then the Senate and then the White House. Yes?
Oh, yeah. Can I just remind all your fabulous listeners, it's been 118 days. But Biden has been in office for 118 days, and already we have a recalcitrant China, a remilitarizing Iran. We have 6,000 illegal aliens crossing the southern border. And for the first time in 50 years, I mean, I've been living in America for 13 years. My local gas station has never had lines. Yesterday, it had lines. Right outside my house, the little gas station. It took 50 years ago, Jimmy Carter, to do that, and Biden's done it again. So the good news is what happened yesterday with Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney says she's going to single-handedly stop Donald Trump coming back to the White House. Well, guess what, Liz? not your job. 74 million people said, that's our man, more votes than any incumbent president has ever received. And the good news is MAGA is ascendant, and not one rhino was prepared to defend her yesterday for what she did voting against President Trump, not even Adam Kinzinger. Yeah, so yeah. It is proof positive that America First is back, and the Republican Party is now an America First party.
Dr. Seb Gorka, we'll be listening, Seb. We'll be watching on Newsmax. And the tuxedo looks good on you, man. I got to tell you something, Dr. Gorka. Thanks. I can't wait to see you soon, Seb. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
God bless you on the list. Thank you, sir.
Yes, too. God bless you, too, sir. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, right there. Boom, boom, and boom. You know, right from the heart, you know. I wish I could have that courage sometimes. But by the way, 3 p.m. with Dr. Gorka, AM 970, The Answer, host of the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. A member of the National Security Education Board, by the way. And you know what? No matter what you believe, whether you believe it with what Donald Trump says or doesn't, or however you feel, you got to understand, show me something better. And that's what I said. And I'll go to the phone calls in a second. I always said, just show me something. That's all. I'm objective about this whole thing. Oh, you don't like Donald Trump? Okay. What do you got? What do you got? This is what you got. Look, it's an absolute mess, and no one's covering it, except you could listen to Seb Gorka, you could listen to Salem throughout the day, you could listen to me complain about it, whine about it, look for hope about it. At the border, what's going on at the border? Not to mention the Border Patrol, who are our people. We should be protecting the men and women down there. They don't care. Then I think of the poor kids, the women. What are they going through? And Biden, he has got that attitude of, everything's going to be fine as the world is on fire all around them. We'll keep trying to make sense anyway. 916, Peter's been holding. Peter Anthony, how are you, buddy? What are you doing this morning? And welcome to the program.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you, pal?
I'm good. I had to have the DTs since you were gone for a couple of days. I don't know what to do, you know what I mean?
Delirium tremens. Yeah, well, listen, we're back now. Listen, I knew you. Peter wants to do a fundraiser for Tunnel to Towers out there. It's up to the boss, Frank Siller, but we'll check with the boss. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate
definitely,
that.
Definitely, yeah. I'll keep in touch. I'll talk to Joe about it.
What do you got? You have something for the police? You have a peaceful ride? Peaceful.
So they're doing a rally in Wantagh at the train station Saturday at 1 o'clock, and
okay.
The Blexit organization is going to be there. They're going to have a whole bunch of people there. And, you know, I just wanted to say that because the police, everybody backs the police. We everybody on your show, we know that, all your listeners. So it's in Wantagh, 1 o'clock Saturday at the train station. So if anybody's out here on Long Island, if they want to support. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
No, God bless you for doing that, Peter. 1 o'clock. That is great. And, you can follow us on Twitter. And Twitter's, like, driving me a little crazy, Peter. I got to tell you, man. I'll tell you, I'm going to stay there as long as I can. But because I know they're dropping people, they're adding people, they're lopping people off, they're not blue-checking. I'm done with it. And
You can post stuff on there, killing people, do all kinds of stuff, but you can't, can't say anything about Biden or what. It's ridiculous. The whole thing. It's just, Joe, the whole country, in the matter of the day that Biden swore in, the world, forget about the country, the world has turned upside down.
Yes, it has, sir.
And I just wanted to say this real quick.
Yeah.
Trump knew this. He knew the world. See, this man, he knew about the world because his dealings, his business dealings, his real estate dealings, he knew this. He knew what the politicians were like in the swamp. And from day one, the minute he walked down that elevator, they've been trying to impeach him. And yesterday was a great sign when they told Liz Cheney to take the boot and get out.
Yeah, Peter, thank you. We'll be following you at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Where can we go? Oh, okay, thank you. We got to move. 1 o'clock Saturday. You can go on Twitter. Go on my account. You can find out all these great little followers we have. But sooner than later, I got to step away because it's getting too vicious. I don't know that how they let terrorists on Twitter. How they let Louis Farrakhan on Twitter? I mean, how they let all these racists on Twitter, you know? And yet, they could say One guy said yesterday, Al was the best. Oh, Piscopo, because I, God forbid, I showed up for my friend Mike Lindell. Oh, Piscopo, right. You mean all the cocaine and steroids that he did during the 1980s?
Cocaine?
And wow. Steroids. And he goes, I'm not like Skip Felsenfeld said. He goes,
You don't eat like a normal human being. No, why would anybody think that you would have to do cocaine or steroids?
Because they have no argument, and they're like, I want to say they're mentally incapable of understanding the situation of the world. And
clearly, you cut a candy bar into eights. Why would you do cocaine? Do people not understand that? First of all, Joe, most of the people on Twitter, I'm going to make this blanket statement here, and I really don't care. Most of the people on Twitter are morons. They have you seen the followers? They follow 3,485 people, and their followers, 2. I mean, it's, you know, you really...
the people who are mean, you're right.
They have no life. The fact that they have the time to sit there in the mental asylum or wherever they're at, in their closet or whatever, to type on their tablet that doesn't get a good Wi-Fi connection or whatever, to rip somebody is a waste of time. I would ignore every single one of them.
We do. But
I have put more people on mute and block on Twitter than on any other social media site ever.
Yeah. Very friendly.
But it's time to.
I'm not friendly. Because, I'm not that friendly.
And for the record, I've never ever. You can't have done any kind of a growth hormone, not to mention steroids. No steroids at all. Because you know what's so funny? Because I had the cancer in '81. Al, you know this better than ever.
Right.
Let me put more chemicals
in my body.
Give me that shot in my butt. So now I can make my muscles bigger and make the cancer in my body grow even. Yeah. No steroids. No HGH. I don't even want to go near that. And not to mention, never tried cocaine. And it was right there in front of me.
Right.
People saying, never tried LSD or any of that. And I'm a person of that era. So I think it might be time to move away from Twitter. It's just I don't want the negativity anymore.
Most of Twitter is a bunch of clowns. There are some nice people on there, but most of it is a bunch of clowns.
And Jack Dorsey looks like
he looks like
Tom Hanks. Wilson.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
Debbie Duhaime on the roads. Hi, Debbie. 9:21.
I can't imagine you ever having something that wasn't healthy, because you're really careful about what you do with yourself.
So it's so true, but boy, I don't even, Debbie, between you and I, because I love you, I'm not even drinking anymore. You have a drink. I'm so boring. I don't drink this morning.
Me too. I'm a total bore. I know. I barely drink because then I'm so tired the next day. It's not worth it, you know?
It's so true. Hey, Bill O'Reilly's coming up. You don't want to miss Bill O'Reilly and Alan Zweibel from SNL as well. And now Debbie on the roads at 9:22 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go to 17, getting up through Tuxedo Park. They're doing some construction, just one lane getting through there. It's really busy. The Cross Bronx westbound, heavy Castle Hill Ave getting out to the GWB. The outbound GWB, it's some ongoing construction on the upper and lower levels. Inbound George, about 20. Lincoln Tunnel 10, Holland about 10 to 15. It's busy on the New Jersey Turnpike, Eastern Spur North up by 16E. Watch for a collision. Garden State Parkway south of 147, an accident. 287 North, exit 36 in Morristown, an accident over there as well. Throgs Neck Bridge is busy into Queens with ongoing road work, and traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to the LIE westbound. Some volume getting out toward Van Dam Street in toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 110 northbound at Ritter Ave in North Amityville, it's an accident. Sunny today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the jobs numbers.
It looks like 266,000. It looks like it was a big disappointment at 266.
Maybe, just maybe, all these benefits that you're giving people is incentivizing people not to work. They're not stupid. You pay people more not to work than to work? Let's see. What should I do? I think I'll go to work and make less money. Are you kidding?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heatstroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, Call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor. To support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
Curtis, thanks for stopping by. Curtis Sliwa there at the Columbus Circle yesterday supporting the Italian-Americans. We appreciate that. Can I tell you about Rhino Shield and Susan, my friend? Wait, you know what? Go now. You got to call 877-744-6608. Do it now. You know what? You're not going to do it. Do it. Do it now. 877-744-6608. Because Susan is offering you no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. And you can call for a free estimate. What is Rhino Shield? Yes, I keep telling you, it's a ceramic coating. It looks like paint, seals, waterproofs your house or building, and bonds completely to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, vinyl, or block. You know, Rhino, it comes in any color, Rhino Shield does. I don't have to paint my house. I love Susan. She's like a great gal. She's so smart. She knows the color. What do I know from a color? You know, and they came out, when they put Rhino Shield on your house, the house is guaranteed, by the way, for 25 years. You hear what I'm telling you? To never crack, chip, peel, or mold. And I keep telling Susan, make that for me, at least for my face. I don't want my face to crack, chip, peel, or mold for at least 25 years. One person will visit your home, walk the outside, take the measurements. She'll be emailed the estimate, and you will love Susan, I promise you. Don't forget, no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. So call for a free estimate today, 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Bill O'Reilly is the man. He's the legend. Political commentator. He's a legend. Host of No Spin News, BillO'Reilly.com. Author of the new book, Killing the Mob. He never forgets his friend Joe Piscopo. He's a big star, yet he calls in to the Piscopo show. And Mr. O'Reilly, we are honored to have you do that, sir. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm worried about your face, Piscopo. Are you peeling or cracking? I mean, we don't want that. Even though you're on the radio, we don't want that.
I knew I did that for you because I knew you were listening,
yeah,
brother. I knew it. I said,
you set because me up. I know.
Rhino Shield is great. You look good, man. I saw you, and you're getting taller. You said, am I shrinking? No, you're getting taller. I think you're still growing, Bill O'Reilly.
I bought those Tom Jones lifts to put in the shoes, you know, so I'm a couple of people.
I need those. But I said to Susan at Rhino Shield, who we love, I say, doesn't crack, chip, peel, or mold for 25 years? I said, could you do me another thing, Bill? I'm going to get the politics, but I got to tell you, Rhino Shield's good for 25 years. So with me, at my age, I'll be dead. The house will look great. But
you're in the ground. Yeah, you'll look good at the funeral home, though.
I tell you, and all the Mama Lukes in my life, they'll be living in the house going, hey, Joe, nice job on the house. Looks great, you know? Bill, you can't make it up. Hey, Bill, all in your life okay, healthy-wise? You look great when I saw you with your beautiful son and everything good. We're back at it after the pandemic, huh?
Yeah, everybody's getting up for a good summer. We're doing great because Killing the Mob hit number one on the New York Times list yesterday. We beat Oprah. We beat 60 Minutes because they ran a piece on Michael Lewis, very fine author, last Sunday. We beat them all, Piscopo. 125,000 copies of The Mob sold in 1 week. I guess we made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
You had to do it, didn't you? You know, I said, yeah. We did that. We were at Columbus Circle yesterday talking about trying to get Columbus Day back in the New York City schools. You know, God forbid they should think about the Italian-Americans. And then I said, too, the stereotypical portrayal of the Italian-Americans, I said, it's not us. Although, you know, I'll do the jokes on stage. We quote The Godfather all the time, you know? But
sure.
I mean,
sure.
but they get, why can they pick on the Italians? But they don't, you can't say anything. Bill, you couldn't write anything else about any other ethnicity without getting into trouble, right?
Well, the Irish, you can pound. You can call them all bunch
you can
of names.
Pound. You can pound the Irish.
They're in, you know, vats of Guinness, and you can do all that. But look, I don't mind the fact that we have a politically correct culture that protects minority people from haters. I don't mind that. What I do mind is ignorance. So Christopher Columbus was a controversial explorer, but nobody really knows because there was no reporting and there are no diaries other than his own. There's one primary source about Christopher Columbus in the world. And you know who has custody of it? The Vatican.
Hmm.
They have Christopher Columbus's journal about his exploration of the New World. Now, we know his brother was a bad guy. His brother exploited a lot of indigenous people in the Caribbean. That is a fact. But Christopher, we're not really sure about that.
Hmm.
So I don't, these idiots who are running, oh, Christopher Columbus, you have to tear down his statue. They don't know anything. They don't know anything, and that's more offensive to me than these wild accusations that nobody can back up.
You know, and Bill O'Reilly, you know it, and I know it. You coming from an Irish background, me for the Italian. We don't care if you're Latino or Black or Chinese or Jewish, whatever you are, the mosaic of America. I said this at the press conference yesterday, the mosaic of this great country. You know, the ethnicity of this great country is the foundation and the strength of this country. We know that. Why can't the Italians just have a little peace? Just a little peace. That's all we ask. Is that too much to ask? God forbid, for the Italians, Bill. Is that too much to ask, really?
Now, listen, I think all ethnicities, particularly in New York City, where the Italian culture is so strong, should be respected. I mean, you know, when you read Killing the Mob, Piscopo, you're not going to get angry that organized crime was established in America by Sicilians. You're not going to get angry because I tell you exactly what
That's
happened,
right.
why
That's
it
right.
happened,
yeah.
who these people were. And there were 10 to 1 Italian law enforcement agents trying to put them away.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah.
And, yeah.
The organized crime guys are bad, evil, and they were Italian. Lucky Luciano, Vito Genovese, they're horrible people. But trying to get them and trying to negate the damage they were doing were Italian Americans on the police agencies. I mean, come on, let's go.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you know what? Your point is so incredibly well taken, Bill O'Reilly, because as I see, and I say this, people always, in regards to other ethnicity and other racial division that we have in the country, I say, as an Italian-American, when somebody like Rudolph Giuliani goes after the mob, you know, and he went after the mob before he became mayor, and my mom, God bless her, she would just go, she would love Rudy Giuliani because he went after the mob. Because you know what? All Italians look bad. And if you're going to go in an Italian neighborhood where there's gangsters and a cop pulls you over and goes, hey, are you dealing with these guys? You know, I'm not offended that the guy asks me that. It's logical profiling, if I may. But people get so crazy. So your point is well taken. J. Edgar Hoover, though, if I can go there, what you write about how FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover denied the existence of organized crime. This is from Killing the Mob in Bill O'Reilly's great book. And until he was forced to admit it, why was it kept such a big secret, Bill?
Well, it's a fascinating story. So we begin the book in the 1930s with John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, Babyface Nelson, running wild, killing people. State and locals couldn't control them. Feds under President Roosevelt had to form a new agency to get these guys, to get these heinous bank robbers. That's the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover, young attorney, appointed that, and Hoover did get them. And it wasn't come out with your hands up. When the FBI found the bank robbers, they executed them. All right? That's what they did. And they killed them all, except Alvin Karpis, who was arrested by Hoover himself in New Orleans because the press was mocking Hoover, saying he was a desk jockey and never got in the field. Anyway, then Al Capone was the template for modern organized crime. Capone takes over Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Now, that's a local deal that got out of control again. But Hoover wouldn't go in. The Treasury Department had to go in under Elliot Ness. They got Capone. And Capone went to Alcatraz, and that was the end of him. But it was not the end of his business model. After Capone, then we have the run-up to World War II. Lucky Luciano emerges as the big godfather in New York, okay? And he's fighting Governor Dewey. Luciano's private papers, which Martin Dugard and I have access to, right, says flat out that the mob had something on Hoover. Now, we looked and looked and looked, Joe.
Yeah.
We could not find exactly what that is. But we do know J. Edgar liked the ponies. He's a gambler. And he was gay. And that was a career ender back then.
Yeah.
So the mob had something on Hoover. I'm 100% sure of that. Yeah. And that's why Hoover never investigated the mafia and denied it even existed until Bobby Kennedy blew the lid off the whole thing.
And walk me through this, Bill, before we let you go. Bill O'Reilly with us. This is what gets me a little uncomfortable, is that you got, and again, we're Italian-Americans, 99.9% of Italian-Americans are good, hardworking people, like all those great, great Italian-Americans we saw at the rally at the Columbus Circle yesterday in front of the statue. I understand that. But Joe Kennedy goes to Frank Sinatra, says, I need some help. Frank Sinatra talks to some people, Skinny D'Amato and some other folks. Could you talk to some of the union guys in Illinois, maybe West Virginia? Because John Kennedy's having trouble winning and beating Richard Nixon. You know the story, of course, what happens, unions show up. 100,000 votes later, Kennedy's the president of the United States. Bobby Kennedy gets in. And again, I say this, the mafia's bad, it's wrong. I'm a proud Italian-American. But respectfully, doesn't Bobby Kennedy think, Bill, love to hear your thoughts, hey, you know what? They got my brother into office. A lot of these guys who were affiliated, loosely or not, with organized crime, got my brother into office. Maybe I'll lay off a little bit. They did. He doubled down. And was that the basis of the Kennedy assassination, do you think, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, I wrote Killing Kennedy. When you read that book, you'll know that Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy. But you're asking a lot of questions. How much time do we have?
Yeah. You know, go for it, Bill. Go for it. Please.
All right. So what happened was that Sam Giancana, who ran the mafia in Chicago, was a friend of Joseph Kennedy, the patriarch of the Kennedy family, father to John and Bobby. They were friends. Okay. And the elder Kennedy went over to Giancana and said, look, we may need some help in Illinois. Giancana delivered that help through the union votes, and that swung, along with West Virginia, the 1960 election to JFK. That was well known within mob circles. So the mob was thrilled when Kennedy was elected, saying, we got our guy in.
Yeah.
Enter Bobby Kennedy, appointed attorney general by his brother. Bobby was not going to play that game. Why? Now, I spent some time with Robert Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy's oldest son, and I asked him the same question. He's going up against his father and his brother by going after the mob. Why did he do it? I can't tell you about private conversations, but I can tell you what we put in the book. Bobby Kennedy didn't like his father very much. He felt slighted.
Hmm.
And it looked to me like this was payback. And genuinely, Bobby Kennedy was outraged by the union corruption, that's Jimmy Hoffa, and by the mob's unbelievable violence. And Bobby hurt the mob bad. Now, some people think that organized crime assassinated JFK and RFK. That is not true. They wanted to, but they knew if they did those hits, it would come out, and the full strength of the federal government would be war, a literal war with the federal government against organized crime. So they did not do it for that reason.
All right. You know what? You got to check out all of Bill's amazing books. Bill, you are just such a great author. Look at this. We're talking about killing the mob right now. And go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin news. Bill's the guy that blazed the path for so many of us working on the quote-unquote political scene today. And, Bill, we always appreciate that. And I understand we're going to see each other sooner than later. And let's do that. Let's hang out. Have a couple laughs, Bill. Lord knows we need it these days, my friend.
Okay, Joe, and bring as many Italians with you as you can.
And I got thank you, right? I will, Bill. Thank you, my friend. Bill O'Reilly,
right
there.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. And the Irish-Italian thing is always good. And most of the victims, Joey Falco, our buddy, just tweeted me, most of the victims from the mob were who? Italian-Americans, right? Hey, 939, Alan Zweibel, legendary writer, one of the greats from SNL, joining us momentarily, talking about great writers. And Al Gattullo standing by with the headline news right now here and right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York Road Runners will now permit several thousand more runners in three upcoming races as New York City's COVID-19 restrictions continue to ease up. The organization has announced they plan to double the size of the field for the June 12th MasterCard Mini 10K from 1,200 to 3,000 runners in what will be the largest club-sanctioned race since the pandemic in New York City. Two other races, the June 28th Frontrunners LGBT Pride Run and the Achilles Hop and Possibility 4-meter on July 10th, will also have increased capacity, with each expected to have just over 4,200 finishers. All races will follow strict health and safety protocols, including staggered starts, self-hydration options, and sanitation stations. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Inbound GWB 20. Lincoln Tunnel, you're going to be waiting 10. Holland about 10. It's kind of busy on 287 northbound. Up by exit 36 in Morristown, but they just cleaned up an accident. Still busy cross Bronx West into the GWB with construction at the outbound George Washington Bridge. And the FDR Drive southbound in the 50s, it's ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, the new Summer Blizzard menu is here, and it's bringing a lineup of fantastic flavors like brownie batter or drumstick with peanuts. It's time for a red spoonful of summer adventure. Hurry in today and grab the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at your DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, during pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later. Slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. In fact, there are 703 children on this waiting list, and your gift of $37 will provide one of them food for the next 6 months. Would you call right now, 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 942, Alan Zweibel is the legend. Not only one of the nicest guys that you will ever meet on the planet, but one of the most brilliant writers of all time. And he's talk about humility. This is the guy that wrote the book on humility. Hey, Zweib, if I may. Alan, it's an honor to have you on the show, my friend. And welcome to the Piscopo Radio Show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You know what? By the grace of God, we're doing good. Everybody healthy, Alan. Everybody good. It was a crazy year, you know?
Really? What was going on this past year? I wasn't paying attention. I just didn't notice anybody in the street. And I'm going, where is everyone? We're good, Joe. The family's good. Everybody's healthy. And it looks like we're coming to the other side, huh?
Yeah, you know what it is. Hey, you know what, Al? How did you shoot the movie with Billy? I want to plug Alan's book, Laugh Lines: My Life Helping Funny People Be Funnier. You got to check out Alan's book, please. Laugh Lines. But you co-wrote with Billy Crystal Here Today. How did you shoot it? I get during the pandemic because it's out and about.
We've been sitting on it for close to a year. We finished shooting in November of 2019. Billy directed it. It stars he and Tiffany Haddish. It's called Here Today.
I hear great things.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're really proud of it. It'll make you laugh, and you'll get a little teary-eyed at the end. But what we do is we finished shooting it November of 2019.
Yeah.
Billy he edited it, And I guess it was February or March of 2020, we had a screening of a primitive print of it, you know, temp music, all of that. In Pasadena, 300 people laughed, cried all at the same time. It was every reaction you wanted. So we were scheduled to be released this past fall. Everything shuts down. And during that time, the studio had to make a decision. Do we go straight to streaming or do we wait until the theaters open? By that time, they said, you know something, a vaccine is on the horizon. We were spoiled by seeing what a big audience's reaction was. Where, you know, that community kind of feeling where you're laughing and crying at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we held out, and here we are. It's in 1,200 theaters.
Wow. Plus with a parallel release on, like, Netflix or something? Is that the way they're doing it now, Alan?
It's going to happen. I don't think they've made the deal yet, but I think, yes. That's inevitable, but it's not totally parallel. You can't find it online yet.
Yeah, and you and Billy are a great team. You co-wrote, correct me if I'm wrong, the 700 Sundays, Billy's Tony Award-winning show with Billy, correct?
Two of us collaborated on that, Joe. It was, you know what was so much fun about it? Aside from the fact that it was successful, which, as you know, you do the best work you can, you put it out there, and people either look at it or they don't. This was successful, but most fun of that, my greatest takeaway is the process. It's always about, did you have fun doing it? And here was my best friend trusting me with his family, people I never met before, mother, father, extended, aunts, uncles, grandparents. And he trusted me to put words in their mouths and to write little scenes for them in this one-man show. And I never lost sight of the fact I was very respectful of what he had me do and what he trusted me with.
Billy, also his character, I hear this. I just want to verify because I had always such immense respect for Herb Sargent, you know, one of the great writers on SNL. Herb Sargent, he was there when we were there. He was from the original cast. And I've heard that your friendship and professional relationship with Herb was instrumental in developing Billy's character in this film, Alan.
Absolutely. When I was there the first 5 years, Herb, who was like 30 years older than all of us, was a mentor. He was this really a legend from the infancy of television, right? I wrote a lot of Weekend Update. He was in charge of it. We got to be very good friends. When I left and Billy came along, I guess in, were you there the same time, Joe, when Billy was there?
You know what? No, he was after us, but we brought him in. We were all in Rollins and Jaffe together, if you remember, Rob and Billy and I. So we all kind of worked. Course. Yeah, yeah. That was such a crazy, fun time. But please, yes, go ahead, Alan.
When Billy got there, Herb was still there. So what we decided that he was going to be a veteran comedy writer, the oldest on a staff of a show, not unlike SNL or The Daily Show or whatever. We both used Herb as a prototype. So we had the same image, even with the map on the wall behind his desk and wearing the glasses, nose and up on
the. That is so great. Hey, Alan, so you and Michael O'Donoghue, I did a riff this morning when Michael came in, and Dick Ebersole came in, and Gene had already stepped away, and it was a very confusing time. And Michael came in and spray painted the word danger on the wall in the writer's wing, you know. I ended up loving and having a really good relationship with the late, great Michael O'Donoghue. But I can't see you writing there. I could see Franken and Davis and Alan Zweibel. But Michael O'Donoghue and Alan Zweibel, I mean, what was that like? That's a wild relationship, huh?
Two people who were more polar opposite. He founded the National Moon. He wore dark glasses even indoors. He wore 1940s vintage clothing. When I first met him, it was the very first day of SNL, the very first meeting. And there was a meeting in Lorne's office. Yeah. I got there a little bit early. Michael was already in the room. Nobody else was in Lorne's office. And what did I find him doing? He took the cord from the Venetian blinds wrapped it around Big Bird's neck and strung him up, hung him. That's how much he hated the thought of having the puppets on the show. He was doing this alone. He wasn't putting it. I walked in and he was doing this. And I'm going, this is going to be interesting.
That's a great story. Alan Zweibel, the great Alan Zweibel, the legend. We call him Zweib. He's one of the most respected writers and humorists, if you will. He co-wrote Here Today with Billy Crystal. We invite you to go check out what we hear is a great film. I got to check this out myself. Laugh Lines is the name of the book. Yes, Alan, please.
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying please do go see it. I really think you'll like it.
Hey, before we let you go, Alan, and I ask you this every time because I'm such a big fan of yours, and I'm in awe of what Gilda Radner did, and you to write with Gilda, I mean that early on, and you explained it to us once, and it's such a warming a story because how did you and Gilda get together? Did she saw your brilliance as a writer, your tone as a writer? Did you go to her and say, I think I got this idea? Gilda Radner and Alan Zweibel, how did that great relationship start, sir?
Well, that same meeting that I just mentioned, you know, once the room filled up, I looked around and I saw Belushi and I saw Aykroyd and Franken and Lorraine Newman, and they were doing improvs. You know, they had Second City and Groundlings kind of back. I was a joke writer for Catskill Comics. I had never seen anything like this. Right. I got spooked. I didn't think I can measure up. There was a plant in the corner of Lauren's office. I went around it and I ducked. I squatted down to hide. Okay. And then the meeting starts and I hear a girl's voice from the other side of the plant saying, can you help me be a parakeet? And I parted the leaves. I look out and it's Gilda. And I said, what? And she says, yeah, I think it'd be really funny if I scrunched my face and stood on a perch and spoke like a parakeet, but I need a writer to help me figure out what the parakeet should say. Are you a good parakeet writer? I had no idea what she was talking about, but I said, yes, I'm an excellent parakeet writer. And it ended up that she came behind the plant and squatted down with me because it was her first TV show also, and she was also nervous. And we met behind the plant. We hit it off, and we became pals and writing partners to a great extent.
Alan, you are the best. That's a great story. The great Alan Zweibel. Alan, we love you, and we're honored that you take the time to join us on the radio show. Please come back anytime, all right, Zweibel? We love you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan Zweibel, please. We got to go to traffic. Debbie's out there on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe, and thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Let's see what's happening. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 20-minute delay. Outbound construction on the upper and lower levels causing delays on the Cross Bronx. Lincoln 10 in Holland Tunnel is actually moving along okay. Watch for a brake check here as you take a ride to the Belt Parkway eastbound, getting out toward Cropsey Ave. They're doing some ongoing construction over there. That's what's causing the delay. And do watch out for some pockets of volume as you head to 287 North in Morristown with an accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Deb. Joe on the radio. I wanted to clear the airwaves for Alan, so let me do some business, if I may, and then I'm going to tell you where you can find all of Alan's great material, including the film with Billy Crystal. Mike Lindell came up with My Slippers. I got to tell you, I got the My Slippers, and he's going to give you 40% off the My Slippers, made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. If you use the promo code JOEP when you call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com. You'll get these incredible deals on the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, all MyPillow products like the Giza Dream Bedsheets. You got to try the slippers. They're so comfortable. Would you please call 800-651-0798? All right, 40% off now on the My Slippers, MyPillow.com. Don't forget the promo code Joe P.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Gateway Academy, Eastern Christian Elementary,
Bergen County Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 954. Appreciate you listening. Matt in California, my buddy. Thanks for listening. Love you, man. Hey, I want to tell you about Relief Factor, because I love you as well. You know that. And if you go to relieffactor.com and you get the three-week quick start, it's discounted to only $19.95. You know what? You'll be out of pain. Me, 5 days. I think you'll be out of pain in 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. 1, 2, 3. All right? It's only $19.95. Let's see if it can work for you. This could work with it just deals with inflammation. It's 100% drug free. You will love Relief Factor. Work for me in 5 days. Let's give the 3 week quick start from Relief Factor, discounted to only $19.95. Give yourself 3 weeks and you tell me that it doesn't work for you. I know it will. You know why? I think it will. It works for thousands of other people just like you and me. Go to relieffactor.com, please. Relieffactor.com, like Seth and Pete always say, say bye-bye to pain, baby, and hello to relief with relieffactor.com at relieffactor.com or 800-500-8384.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy and quite nice today with a high around 70. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 52 in Midtown, but 39 to 44 in some of the colder suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow, a warm afternoon high of 72. Saturday, times of sun and clouds and warm. There may be an afternoon shower, high 74. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. We will be at Trinitas, broadcasting from the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. We will be there in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Invite you to come by, and we'll be right in the lobby. Oh, yeah, and I like it because I'm a hypochondriac, and if, God forbid, something goes wrong, they're going to be right there. Oh, there's Joe in the emergency room again. You know what, though? Al, we said, is a cancer survivor and a cancer hero, and I know there's so many cancer heroes out there. Myself, you know, I went through cancer, had the medullary carcinoma in my thyroid. I invite you to check out, if you have cancer, I'm telling you, you could outlive this disease. You can. Check out the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center, Elizabeth. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment. I've seen it. I've been there. The cancer care navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. It is so uplifting. I've talked to the oncologist. I've talked to the patients. You've got to check out, please, the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000. 908-994-8000. And we'll see you there tomorrow at Trinitas Regional Medical Center. Hey, Joe on the radio, appreciate so much you joining us. It's been a crazy, crazy morning. I wanted to make sure that you check out Here Today with Billy Crystal. Billy co-wrote this with the great Alan Zweibel. I want to also tell you, Alan's book is Laugh Lines. I appreciate Alan. And don't forget, he's just a great guy. I could talk to Zweib for like hours, how he was there at the beginning. And he is such a true humorist. There's no humorists around anymore, you know? Zweib is the best, and we appreciate him joining us. And also, you know what, Jen Kearns, KT McFarland, Ed Mullins, Dr. Gorka, Bill O'Reilly, please check out Killing the Mob as well, all right, from Mr. O'Reilly. Joe Sebelia, you're outdoing yourself.
Thank
as producer,
you.
My young friend. Thank you. And thanks for that van yesterday, Joe. I'm still creeped
out
by it.
If you need to get tested, you can get it done tomorrow at Trinitas.
You got it. You got it. Al, I love you. Thanks for keeping us on track on this busy, busy morning, my friend. Appreciate that. Debbie, welcome back. We love you. Remembering Brother Rich, and we love you. Listen, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. And in the meantime, we love you for listening. Thanks for being there yesterday at the press conference. You know I love you. Would you do me a big favor? Go out and make it a great day, because you deserve
news, opinion.